I wanted to do cheers. We've never done this.
Cheers.
It just occurred to me earlier.
Wait, let's do tip to tip in that case.
Top to top tip.
There we go.
Yeah, the Zen fist bump. So, good evening, and my welcome and thanks as well for all you arranged in your lives to be able to be here, and all you've done so far to help this be here, and what you will be doing to create this that we'll be traveling through together. Much appreciated and very much needed. Without us, retreats don't happen. Well, yeah, I think so. It was a month or so, it was a little while ago, you know, Sarah and I had a conversation, and just the thing we usually do of, well, so what's up for you for this retreat? And all I said was, I just have this sense of returning, a sense of return or returning. And I really couldn't say much more about it than that. I was like, well, that's it. And though I didn't have much more to say about it, Sarah got, yeah, okay. And that's what I've just been hanging out since that time with, return and returning. So here's your invitation to start hanging out with it as well, and we'll see what it weaves of itself and us of it in these days to come. So for tonight, what strikes me is having returned to retreat, right? And there's always a sense for me in retreat of returning to the same retreat every single time. Although it's in a different place, different people, it changes. There's a point where it's just the exact same retreat that's always been going on, and it's just that retreat. And it's this one, but it's never stopped, really. It's returning to that. So I've been curious about that for a long time. Well, more curious about it this time. I think I've just enjoyed it for all the other years. Like, ah, there it is. Yeah? So I'm curious, well, what makes that happen? What brings about that sense for me? And perhaps you find it too, and so you can be curious about what it is for you. So I was thinking logistically, for a long time, I've sat in this one, and you've sat over there. It seems like we've sat like this, for the most part. But I remember there's one time when David was here, and I was thinking, oh, I was over there when David was here. But it's like, well, we haven't always sat in the exact same spot, but I tend to end up over here. And that's, well, that didn't really seem to do it as much for me. I just was curious about that. But another thing I can say is that in every retreat that I've attended in Colorado for all these years, I've sat in the exact same spot. And by that, I mean this cushion that I'm sitting on. I ordered it for my very first retreat. 1999. And I've been sitting on the same cushion ever since. So that's kind of was nice to connect with. Like, this cushion has been my cushion from the beginning. And luckily I chose correctly, I guess, the buckwheat. It fits me well. And it broke once. I had to sew it up. But it's good to have that kind of long-term companion here beneath me. So always sitting in the exact same spot, regardless of the retreat, in Colorado. Haven't taken it elsewhere out of state yet. Yeah. But then, you know, I've always sat on this same seat. So there's that. Yeah. So those are the particulars for me, but I'm not sure that those are the things that make me return to that one retreat that's always been happening. So that, you know, so what's that about? Yeah. It's almost, well, it is like there's no, it's not recreating a retreat so I can meet it again. It's more of the thing we do when we undo that which is not retreat, which is what we do when we, on this first night, in these first hours of meditation, we kind of, we're putting down our lives and undoing it all and sinking into this place. And then there's nothing to create, nothing to recreate. It's just here, this retreat, this way of being. And I think that's what I'm connecting with, is that one eternal retreat that's happening is just a deep way of being. And it never changes. And that's why it's always familiar. It's always the one retreat that's, even after the days of the retreat on our calendars wrap up and we move back into whatever we move into, the retreat continues on. It has no time and no place. It's always happening. So coming here and putting things down, taking them apart, allows us to meet again for the first time, in that kind of sense. And I mean that in the most sincere way, not just intellectually. It's like, it is that deep, deep being that we get to meet and rest in and become here in this place. It's our true way of being. Our true home is what we return to again and again here at retreat. Moment by moment, returning to that place, our true home and true being. That never leaves us. That's why we can be in the middle of the grocery store and feel a deep sense of retreat sometimes, or in traffic. Usually after a retreat it's more noticeable, but it's always there, this retreat, always happening. And I'm grateful to have met it and to have the opportunity to keep meeting it again and again. And then it was occurring to me during the walking meditation, as I was wondering about it some more, that I was kind of being self-focused on my experience of that deep retreat and that deep being, just because that's my reference point. It's this body that I drag along to these retreats. But it occurred to me that this deep retreat and this deep way of being has been going on, you know, from the beginningless beginning. All of our ancestors, all who have practiced this way and are practicing this way, meet in that same place of deep being, of retreat. So, as Frank said, with the sutra service, when you encounter these words, you encounter the ancestors. Well, when you encounter this silence, this deep being, you encounter the ancestors. You're walking with them, living with them, breathing with them. That belly you feel expanding and contracting and the breath flowing out, that's the ancestral breath. You're sharing the same breath. You are the ancestral breath, yeah? And I'm just now, somebody recently asked me, what was my first retreat like? I forget the context of the conversation and why they asked. But the response came, the thing that came immediately. This thing that is kind of, oh, I'm hooked with retreats. But that first one was, and interestingly, I see how it speaks to what I just said, but I was a server at the very first retreat, and this was up at Bennett Pines, so those this was at La Forêt, those who were there, remember the carriage house, we had to have the trays brought over, and I don't know if it was the first morning, but it was pretty early on, I was standing there with the tray, looking in on the meditation hall and just seeing these silhouettes of my companions. And it was just this palpable, there are all the Buddhas and ancestors. Right there. So something back then told me this retreat has been going on forever. And I'm maybe just now going, ah, and connecting those dots. So, the space has been prepared. It's been waiting and it's welcoming us as we welcome it. So enjoy returning to your home, returning to this place, even if it's your first time to return. And we get to do this together, not just with each other, but with all in that deep place of being. So, thanks.
I'm going to speak also.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. So you get a triple welcome and a triple thanks. I'm especially aware of how much love and effort goes into making this happen. And I'm really very grateful for it. Especially somehow this time I feel it because it's a time in which many of us have many calls on our hearts and our time and our attention. And coming out of a winter that's been difficult for many. So thank you for claiming the time. Thank you for this dedication, for coming and for those who worked on preparing. So when Andrew sort of tossed that wonderful word into the space of this retreat way back, it was really fun for me to be able to catch it and say, yeah, I'll play. this feels right to me also. And yet at the same time, of course, where it takes each of us is different, and where it takes each of you will also be different. I've been noticing a kind of curiosity about it. I've been in a kind of deconstructive place, a kind of a, really? What is that for me, you know, kind of a place lately. And I found that happening with return also. And so I'll talk about that some more later. but my... I noticed a couple of things. One is, in one sense, we never return because this goes on and is fresh always. And so what is it to return then? So I'm curious about that and really interested in it. And then I noticed that we turn again. You know, that prefix re can mean back or again. So we turn again, like in that it's a gift to be simple, it's a gift to be free. Yeah, turn and turn till we come round, right? We turn again, and here we are at a turning. Turnings in so many levels. Yeah, turning of the season where... And I love the old Anglo-Saxon words fall and spring, you know. It's so direct. In the fall, the leaves fall. The sap falls. Everything falls. And in the spring, whoa, it springs, you know. And so to be here while it's springing seems like such a privilege. And so... And it feels like a turning into and a turning towards. So I found myself asking myself, what am I turning into? What am I turning towards? And that turning into has double meaning, doesn't it? What am I turning into? And what am I turning into? And what came up was, maybe I'm turning into a love song. A love song that's sometimes just joy and sometimes just brokenhearted. A love song that hears the words that my brother's cancer has returned, and also hears the words of the kindnesses that are all around, and the trees that are bursting into bloom, and new babies being born. A love song for all of us, for this earth that we're coming more and more to understand, even as we are in some ways making walls of distance from it. A kind of a broken-hearted, open-hearted love song that goes on in fall and winter and spring and summer. And that feels like a sort of return, because my earliest memories are being held safe. I really think I have a memory of nursing on my mother's breast. And there's no way to kind of verify that, but it feels like I do. You know, the bigness and softness of that breast and the sweet milk and sucking. And just a simple being of it. Being enough. So perhaps under duress, my refuge is to return, in a sense, and it has felt under duress for me this winter. Has not been an easy time. So I take refuge in this act of retreat that feels to me like the act of walking with a barefoot soul. And walking barefoot on this earth. Many of you have read Joan's piece in which she talks about humiliation and humus. You know, that sense of being close to the earth in both the sadness and the love of being. And walking barefoot with a barefoot soul, letting the warming, generous earth of me hold and support all of this. We now get to drop into a stillness and a silence. And I notice that in this returning, you and the teacup and the floor and the soft evening return also. So the return is of the return of this to me. I don't find myself so much returning to retreat as retreat returning to me, in some sense. And that's a little, I think, like what Andrew was saying about the ongoing retreat. Ah, here it is, it's come back. You know, it always was here, and here it returns. And I think it was maybe Meredith who posted this poem by Hafiz. I felt in need of a great pilgrimage, so I sat still for 3 days. Which I just adore. He's like, yeah, I have felt in need of a great pilgrimage. Let's sit still for 3 days. What a glory and a gift this is. And I think we can hold it in gratitude together. We can honor it by falling all the way into it, not holding anything back. As our opening poem says, welcoming it all. Here it is, returning in its own naked being. Can we meet it that way, with our curiosity, with our love, even when it's ticking us off, even when we notice all of the stuff that comes, especially then. Yeah? Oh, here it is. Barefoot on the dirt of it, in the dirt of it, the generous, sprouting dirt of it. So I would encourage you, as I'm encouraging myself, to get down and dirty in the meditation. Mm-hmm.